Sex and Waffles, an American Horror Story. That's Whore with a W, brought to you live by Waffle Press Studios. What's up, Brunch Club, and welcome back to another episode of Sex and Waffles. I'm your girl, Joy, and life has been interesting. We made it through January. Congratulations, everyone made it through 90 days of January. I don't know why January feels so long. February 1st always feels like New Year's to me. Like, I really feel like I should be celebrating New Year's February 1st. February 1st needs to be a holiday. There needs to be some holiday in February and March, but not for the national government, federal government, whatever the fuck they're called. They don't need any more days off. I, however, like to celebrate. So I would genuinely enjoy that. Updates. I watched Miss Americana on Netflix because I absolutely love Taylor Swift. If you were the slightest bit emotional, don't watch it. I cried. It was really good. I actually haven't finished it because I was crying. It's so good. I loved it. I love Taylor Swift, but I defs cried. It was defs emotional. So in case you were in a good cry mood, yeah, watch it. It is still dry January, even though it's February. We're gonna continue that trend for most 2020, and I'll probably talk about it for most of 2020. Get used to it. Whatever. I actually was straightening my hair yesterday, and like the straightener, I need to get a new straightener. I think I'm ruining my hair. It's really broken. If anyone has tips for that, please, please tell me. I don't know what to do. My hair is really, really broken. And if you tell me condition and use a heat protectant, you're wrong, because I do all of that. And I use like really expensive conditioner and a really expensive 5-in-1. So you know what? That is a rant about my hair, but I really love my hair. I'm obsessed with it. So whatever. But yeah, I was straightening my hair and the straightener pulled my hair and I got turned on. And so that's where I'm at in my life. A straightener pulled my hair and I got turned on. It's also like, it hasn't even been that long. It's like 21 days without sex right now. Maybe 92, because January feels like it was 12 years long. I feel like I had sex 85 years ago. Maybe I did. I don't know. Maybe it's all the Illuminati. I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. This week though, we're going to talk about feelings. This is Catching Feels. With the spread of coronavirus, beware, guys. Shit's getting real. Stay inside. Lock your doors. It's important to talk about other things that can spread besides your legs, like your feelings. Yes, even with my aggressive sex techniques and cold heart, I too have caught feelings very hard. I know, it's a shocking turn of events for someone who promotes one-night stands and genuinely enjoys them. Just because you enjoy hooking up with people doesn't mean you don't have feelings. We all do. Honestly, stop pretending like you don't have feelings. We all do. You're not crazy for having feelings. You're not crazy for developing feelings. And everyone at some point in their life has feels. Behind every fuckboy is a girl who broke his heart. Just remember that. Honestly, between all of us who have cold hearts and we hate people, there's a reason that we're cold-hearted. So keep that in mind. Feelings come out of nowhere. They can happen to anyone at any time. Feelings are the best magic show. That shit pops out of fucking nowhere. Sometimes you're lying on an air mattress with a stranger, just minding your own business, living your best life, and you two bond over chicken nuggets. Bam! Feelings. Sometimes you're driving, hungover, for 7 hours, replaying a night in your mind. Bam! Feelings. Sometimes you're puking up Jameson shots off your porch with someone, and you know what? Bam! I love you. Where the fuck did that come from? Like, I'm just 7 million feet deep in my own vomit, and you want to tell me you love me? Okay, shit happens. I feel like anytime I throw up is when people tell me they love me. That's how you know it's real. If they can look at you while you're fucking vomiting and tell you they love you, it's real. It might end, but it's real. Warning. Feelings will do whatever the fuck they want to. You can try to suppress them. You can try to hide them. You can try to get over them. But remember, feelings are sneaky little bitches. They will bubble up slowly, steadily, and erupt like Mount St. Helens. Unfortunately, this will not be a powerful orgasmic eruption. It will be a violent performance of you blackout crying on a Chipotle floor. So here's my comprehensive guide to catching feelings. The more time you spend with someone, the more you're going to like them. Fact. If you spend a lot of time with someone and you already have feelings, the more time you spend with them, the more you're going to have those feelings. The more you text them, the more you Snapchat them, like whatever it is. Anytime you are like fulfilling that little need to hang out with them, you're pretty much just like strengthening the bond that you like them. Just so everyone's aware. The more you like someone, the more you will suppress your feelings. The more you suppress your feelings, the worse it's going to get. Because you'll continue to tell yourself, I don't like him. Oh, I don't like him. I don't like him. I don't like him. When you do, it just gets nasty. Just admit to yourself that you like him and it'll be a whole lot easier. You can still hang out with him, but you gotta admit it. Don't deny it. You don't have to admit it to him. Just admit it to like something, your pillow, a journal, a friend, a therapist. Someone's got to hear it. Trust me. Because once you start suppressing them, it gets bad. Soon enough, your fave friends with benefits will get a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And you're going to have to deal with your feelings. Because they're still going to be there. Because you're trying to suppress them even harder now. Like a small fetus, they will grow. And one day, they will have to be expelled into the universe. Feelings have a funny way of not always expressing themselves in a positive manner. You've been warned. See above for crying on a Chipotle floor. You'll take these caught feels into your next relationship like a mason jar full of fireflies. But these fireflies won't be guiding your guiding star lighting up your relationship. Unfortunately, those feelings are not canned goods, but more like some real shitty botulism on a can of refried beans. If you don't know what botulism is, get out of this century. But second, it's literally when a canned good has gone bad. Because, you know, canned goods don't go bad. So when it's bad, it's really bad. So how do you deal with your feelings, you might ask? Well, unless you enjoy crying on a Chipotle floor at 2 a.m. or you enjoy botulizing your future relationship, I would suggest you address the feels. Fucking what? This was not the advice we came here for. Yes, I'm super serial about this. Tell that boy you like him. Text that girl. Don't wait 24 hours. If you want to date someone or you like someone, let them know. Yes, they might reject you. They might think you're crazy, but what's better, having someone think you're crazy or wallowing in self-pity for the next 8 months and trying to figure out if they like you or not? Stop wasting your time waiting around for people to change their minds and suddenly date you. They either like you or they friend-zoned you. Wouldn't you rather know where you stand so you can fuck other people and date someone else? Yeah. Yeah, you would. Stop wasting everyone's time. I'm so serious about this. Like, you have to put it out there. Like, if you like, sometimes people literally have no idea that you like them. Like, I liked someone for a couple years, and I was like, oh my god, I like you. And they were like, oh my god, I don't like you. I knew that was the trajectory of the conversation. I knew it ended with rejection. But saying it aloud was so much better than keeping it inside me. I don't know. That's my therapeutic advice for the day. You gotta put it out there, because you never fucking know. They might be into you. They might not be into you. Oh, you wanted to know how to not catch feels. Oh, okay. That's super easy. If you don't want to catch feels, don't talk to them, don't get to know them, and always use the rule of three. The rule of three is 3 hookups, 3 dates, 3 kisses, whatever. By the third time you've hung out or slept with someone, you should know whether you like them or not. This is legit. If you don't want to catch feelings, don't get to know them. Trust me. Why do you think I liked hookups so much? I didn't get to know people. I didn't even know the name probably of 80% of the people I slept with. I could not name the majority of them. Not because I'm an asshole. I am an asshole. I'm a straight up dick. But because I didn't care. Like, I didn't care to get to know them. I wanted something purely physical. Once you start, and if you're gonna chat, keep the small talk to a minimum. I say this from a place of someone who's caught a lot of feelings. It's not weird. It's not anything to be ashamed of. It's hard to deal with sometimes, but at the same time, yeah, if you don't want to catch feelings, just don't connect with them on any level. That's where the feelings come from, is the connection. And that's legit. You're not gonna start to catch feelings for someone that you literally don't talk to and you don't even know their name. If their name is not saved in your phone, like, you're not gonna catch feelings. You're fine. You know, if this is someone you would date or not, you want to know that. You want to know if they're into you. And if you don't, maybe I'm the weird one here. By date three, by sex three, by kiss three, I don't know. Like, I am a firm, I mean, I can tell within 3 minutes if I'm going to like someone. Not everyone has those keen of senses. But if you go on 3 dates and you're like, I don't know if I want to date them, you don't want to date them. It's either a fuck yes or it's a fuck no. Do you really want to date someone who's like, I might be into you in a couple months? No, you want to date someone who's like, I am so into you and I want to date you. Stop wasting your time. Just stop fucking wasting it. Time is too precious. So lucky number three is where people start to catch feels, because you've spent a good amount of time with them. You're either catching feels for them or you're not. There's nothing wrong with it. Again, there's really nothing wrong with catching feels, but you either have to pursue it full force, like a job you want, or leave. Or accept that it's a friend. Like, accept that it's someone you're never going to date. That can work out too. You can be like, I like you. We're never going to date. Okay, cool. You can do that. Like, if they're dating someone else, like, you can be friends. Whatever. Just know your boundaries. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know you. You know what you can handle. And you know what you can't handle. Don't pretend to be something you're not. It's not pretty for anyone. You never know until you try. And no one ever died from fucking rejection. If you want to date someone, tell them 12 hours after meeting them. They might just feel the same way. Rejection sucks, but botulism sucks more, because you can die from that. You're not going to die from rejection. I promise. It sucks. It's hard. And it's not fun. But like I said, would you want to date someone who's not a fuck yes? Absolutely not. I don't have time for that. And that's all I have for you guys this week. Either catch feels and say it, or don't catch feels. Don't be afraid to catch feelings. Find it, some feelings. You guys can find me on Instagram at MasHosanaJoy. That is Mas for our Spanish friends, not Mass. You know, whatever. I changed my handle. Oh, we're in a fight about it. It's okay. You can find me at The Real Sex and Waffles. My blog is therealsexandwaffles.com. And you can email me therealsexandwaffles@gmail.com. Hope you guys have a great week. I'll see you next time.